This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Conversation with Mr. Sucker Free, who, you know, called in, surprised us last week.
Nice.
It was an awesome surprise.
It was actually fun because, I mean, he called in. We didn't even know he was going to call in. We were having Draxel and Briar Wellington talking wrestling and having fun, and then we get a call from the 419 area code. We thought it was somebody else, but it was Mr. Riley himself.
Absolutely awesome. We got a big weekend coming up here in Detroit. We hopefully we'll be seeing Mr. Sucker Free around here this weekend. I have no doubt we will. It all starts tomorrow night, Friday, Oktoberfest at the Knights of Columbus, Pro Wrestling All-Stars, putting on another show there. And then Saturday, big MPWA show.
MPW, they're going to have a great show tomorrow, Saturday night. They're going to have a stacked card, including WWE legend himself tagging up with Kevin Calloway. Game Grill is going to be in the house. They're going to be facing Armageddon, and it's going to be another great show that MPW does. And if your kids love wrestling, MPW is a show that you can take everybody to. Also, PWAS is the same way. There's a family-friendly show. So if you want to take the whole family, Friday is going to be $5. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show on Saturday, and then Sunday.
Sunday, man, the main event of the weekend, the main event of the month. XICW is closing out their season. They're going to have the Big House Party 5, man. Unbelievable stack card. War Games. The Kira Clan or War Inc. going to take on the Death Threat Army in a War Games match. We're going to see Heath Slater and Rhino challenge DBA and Jamie Cox, the fun-loving criminals,
for the XICW tag team title.
This ain't SmackDown. This is XICW.
They're in for a fight. Also, I call him Sammy Togo Bell is going to go against Mysterious Mabato, Mullet versus Mask Match. Now, that's going to be a great one.
If Mulatto loses his mask, I'm leaving.
Oh,
I don't even want to see it. I do not want to see what's under Mulatto's mask. I hope Sam Beal loses the hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. He ain't going to be able to buy no more stuff.
Well, he's going to have to grow it back out, man, because I don't think Mulatto would grow his mask back out.
Yeah,
So I'm really hoping Movado pulls it out.
Well, we'll have to see on Sunday. And the show is sold out. So in DBA's words, they're sold out. So if you send the money, it's going to be donation to XICW, and they're going to tell you thank you very much.
Yes, he said, we officially sold out. No more tickets available under any circumstances. If you send us money for tickets after this post comes up, we will send you a thank you card for your donations to XICW. There will not be a ticket waiting for you at the door.
Not at all. Unless you want to get stabbed, don't show up and try to get an extra ticket. Don't get
How stabbed. Ridiculous, Mr. Follow the Rules with Jeremiah Goldmane. I mean, dude, Ridiculoso just, I mean, getting smarter and smarter. But anyway, he's going to finally whoop Sweet Willie's sweet ass
all over
with the location.
Over.
And then
also they're going to have a past, present, and future gauntlet match. It's going to feature TJ Myers. It's going to feature Mongo. It's going to feature Impact, Madman Fulton, Justin Dream, and Billy Ray Daniels. Now, that's going to be important.
Proving Ground champion, Billy Ray Daniels. We'll also see the Dread King Logan defend his Proving Ground championship against Jake Crist. What a hard-hitting affair that's fixing to be.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that one, brother. That's going to be one of the matches I want to see of the whole night besides of Heath Slater and Rhino. That's going to be the match that I want to see. But there's going to be a six-man tag team match.
I'm very excited for this.
This one, I am too. It's going to be the Hollow going against Michigan Purge. Now, this is going to be one hell of a match. I love the Purge. The Grey Wolves are my dudes. Mitch, you, I can't wait.
I'm down with the Hollow, but I'm definitely
Purge all the way. Yeah.
Fuck you, Mitch Hewitt.
Fuck Mitch Hewitt.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the Grey Wolves, you can't. Those are my dudes. I'm not even going to lie. Grey Wolves are my dudes. But Purge all the way 100% on this one.
Yep. Well, also, there'll be an early VIP match for those that come. So it's $25 for general admission.
There's no more tickets.
Yeah. Well, just explaining how it works.
Oh, okay.
There's also a package, a VIP package, and it comes with a meet and greet with, Rhino, Heath Slater, Jake Crist, and Madman Fulton before the show. There will be a VIP match of Soul Taker versus LJ Lawrence. We had a pretty cool story going on.
Man, yeah. Cobra Kai never died, as LJ Lawrence said.
Well, we might find out Sunday.
And
we'll have a retirement speech from Mr. Insanity himself, a legend in the area, man, and especially as far as, Michigan hardcore wrestling goes.
Right.
A lot of guys that have been around tell stories of Mr. Insanity. He's a little before my time a fandom in there, but, I definitely know of him, and I've seen some of his old matches. Sean Sist has posted, with the Michigan Flashback group, but that's awesome.
Okay, yeah. And also, to be inducted into the 2020 XICW Hall of Fame is GQ, Gavin Quinn.
Dude, Gavin Quinn is he was the Midwest Heavyweight Champion when I first started coming around, and he was one of the things that I fell in love with. Dre Jacobs, MM3, and Gavin Quinn. And the guy, when he started his tag team with Juntai, because, Juntai was one of Johnny Delicious's guys, I was like, But, man, what a team they made,
yeah.
And they quickly became my favorite tag team to watch. And, real shame that, Gavin Quinn, chose that he had, decided it was best for him and his family if he retired. He had suffered an injury. And, I mean, like a lot of these guys that aren't famous that you don't see on TV, they have day jobs. They're they got to feed their family while they're chasing their dream. And, Gavin Quinn chose his family over his own dreams. And
that takes a big man to do, man. That takes a big man to do. And talking about it, man, I remember when I seen him a few times. We have a caller in the house. Let's go. Let's see who it is.
Could it be Sucker Free?
Could it be Sucker Free time?
Hey, I hate to disappoint you. It's not Sucker Free, but it's a regular caller. It's Gina.
Okay. Hey, how's it going, Gina? And welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Hi, guys.
How are you this evening? How is Chicago?
I'm a lot better than yesterday.
Oh, that's good. All you can do is try to be a little bit better than yesterday. Feel a little better than yesterday.
That's all you can do.
I had a better day today than yesterday, I must say myself.
That makes three of us.
But I just wanted to come on and say and tell Al thank you so much.
Thank you for listening and for calling in. We appreciate the love that you gave us over here. And we love when you call in.
Thank you. I got Al's message on Facebook, and it means a lot. After a horrible day I had yesterday when I was trying to talk to you guys.
We're
sorry about that.
Yeah,
we're on
Thursday's our day.
Thursday, 6:30 to 8:00. So anytime around that time, you give us a call, and we'll be happy to have you on.
Okay, but I just wanted to call in and tell Al thank you, and thanks to Jed, because after I got home, I realize I'm not the bad one after all.
We're sorry about that. If you ever want to call in and talk to you, let us know.
I will. Tomorrow's my big day, too. My first day of work.
Whoa. Hope you have a great day at work tomorrow.
I should. Then I'll be away from everything.
Wrestling? How's the AEW doing? I hear that they're having a nice show coming up really soon.
Yeah. Yep. It's supposed to be our Halloween show.
It's going to be the Halloween show. It's going to be Fright Night.
Oh, yeah. That's for CSW, but unfortunately, I won't be able to make none of the shows unless Steve has them on Saturdays because I'm on second shift. I'm still going to share the flyer. I'm still going to share the flyers like I do. And if it wasn't on a Friday night, if he would have had it on Saturday, I would have been able to go. But my friends are like, just take
the beauty of social media. You can always catch the highlights later.
Always.
You guys had us excited about, that card that went on down there last month. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they did. They had Kylie Ray there. They had the Women's Champion, Sky Blue. They had a lot of people going there.
Sky, I got to see at the Cedar Point show. She was at the Cedar Point show with Cody and Chris.
To see more Sky Blue.
She's
my favorite CSW female wrestler. Yeah, she is. Greg, you snitched me out. It's okay.
Okay.
If you ever see her, can you let her know that the Southwest Texan says hi, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
And he loves her.
I do love her.
You know what? She actually trains with Chris Coyote and Cody James at the Wrestling Academy.
Do you know Jason Pig, by the way? Because he wrestled in Chicago.
Well, yeah, like I have a... What did he just say? I only caught the end of it.
Jason Page. Do you know who Jason Page is? He wrestles in Chicago also.
The only Jason I know is Jason Paul.
Oh, okay.
Because he
okay.
wrestles as yeah. Jason, Hades X-Lenix.
Jason Page is quite a talent.
Yeah, he's,
we are, man, fast rising star.
He's the FPW Heritage Champion.
He doesn't live here.
I
think he's in Ohio.
He's,
I think, Ohio.
I'm pretty sure.
And he also is PR. He works as a tag team with Eli Shelton.
He lives in Ann Arbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eli Shelton is a phenomenal heel. You just look at him and want to hate him. Like, kind of like MJF or The Miz. You know what I mean? You look at him and you just want to hate the guy. And together, they're a great tag team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Page can play either character well, the face or the heel. I mean, when you cheer for him as a heel, he's going to give you the crap. He will try to disrespect you out of cheering for him when he's trying to be a heel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that sounds sort of like Cypher and me. But like I said, I will let you go for now.
Okay, stay tuned for our, Sucker Free. And then, we got a surprise.
We got a mystery guest, so you want to stay tuned. And everybody, if you want to see
some exciting stories,
we got some exciting stories coming up. Juicy one.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So stay tuned.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, have a good night, Holland.
You guys too. Bye.
Yeah, man, the Chicago card pulled out to be really good.
Yeah, they did actually. They her and Stacy had a had me interested, man, on what was gonna happen.
Man, maybe one day the Rated R Wrestling Podcast might hit Chicago to go see a CMW show. Maybe.
You never know.
Never know where we could pop up. We love the indies.
I don't know, man. We were offered to go.
I just heard word that we got our stuff for free. Guest on the line.
Oh, you're leaving us, Day-Day?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, never mind.
Greg and Mark.
I misunderstood what you said.
Jesus Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome our guest for the evening, Mr. Sucker Free Rob Lee.
What it do, peeps? How y'all doing?
What's going on,
How
brother?
Are you, sir?
Thank you for taking the invitation and taking your time to come on to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, brother.
No problem, guys. Thank you for having me. I've been doing good. How you guys been doing?
Oh, we can't complain.
Can't complain at all. Dude, we got a big weekend of wrestling coming up in the area. And what I want to know is what shows will be Sucker Free this weekend in Detroit?
I am going to try to make it up to Pro Wrestling All-Stars tomorrow. I'm not entirely sure about Metro Pro. I'll have to do some conversating about that one. And I will definitely be at the House Party 5. Yes, House Party 5. I will be there.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll see you at all three shows.
Yes, we will.
Now, you're quite
a
traveler.
It's
going to
be a very busy weekend.
From Toledo, right?
Yes, I'm from Toledo. It's about an hour away, so it's not that big of a drive. But I still like to come up and try to show my face and get those vials in.
Yeah. I definitely feel like you're one of our guys, Midwest guys,
most
whatever.
Definitely.
You guys got, obviously Trey Miguel and some other guys, not a lot of people hear about. That one guy I know you know pretty well, Marcus Everett. I love me Marcus Everett. I love his style. I love Marcus Everett. And Paragon Chris James.
Marcus Everett actually the funny part is Marcus is actually my unofficial tag partner. We were supposed to start tagging together, but then the pandemic happened, and he's got an immunocompromised sister, so he doesn't want to wrestle right now. But once this all gets cleared up, we are going to start tagging together. We just haven't had I've known Marcus for years.
That's
We've kind of grown up together.
You heard it here first
from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, check out Puns and Loss for Marcus. at Facebook. It's one of my favorite groups.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun in there, mostly to annoy him. If there's one thing I'd like to do, is annoy Marcus.
Oh, there you go.
And that just makes it that much more fun,
it's
because
like
I love
Greg
those
Mark,
stupid
that's
jokes.
Like
they
Greg
all make
Mark
me laugh.
Me. That's just like you do for me.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. That's like you do for me. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, he's definitely,
yeah,
definitely have become a regular around the shows. It's, you know, more often than not, you catch the Rodrageous one. I believe I think,
yeah, the,
I think was one of the first matches at New Breed in Baltimore. Was it, man, maybe 2 years ago? Or maybe not that long.
That was last year. Yeah,
yeah,
I actually just saw the I actually just saw that in my memories on Facebook, that match happening and like some of the like photos and stuff from it. I'm like, man, I've improved.
Yeah, you certainly have. But dude, you came out the curtain and you were super over, dude. Everybody cheered. I was like, oh wow. You know, because obviously seen you around.
It was definitely a good feeling.
Did you expect that?
It was definitely
coming up.
I did it. That was my debut. Like, the first time I wrestled for New Breed, it was like September. It was like their third show. And I wasn't, like, I hadn't really been around. Like, I think it was like maybe
I think it was the first
4 or 5 months into my career. Oh, you're talking about, yeah, I remember that one. I was probably one of my, I was like 4 or 5 months into my career at that point. Like, I'm only about a year and a half into wrestling at this point. Like, my first match was like May of last year. So I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't really think anybody knew me, but I mean, they were really into it, and I was surprised, and I just went with it.
I feel like half of us seen you around and we're like, oh wow, and cheered, and the other half just followed suit. And plus, I mean, you came out with all this energy, and like, you know, hey, people are cheering. Yeah, we're cheering this guy. It was, man. It was awesome.
It really was. It was a great time. I really like Rising Action. That's what it's called now. I really like it there. That's one of my home promotions, in my opinion. I've had a good deal of success, and I was really excited for the heavyweight championship tournament. When that was supposed to happen, unfortunately, we were supposed to have the first round at the March show, and then COVID happened. But I was really excited for that, and that was a. What was that?
That's like really close to my house. I'm like 10 minutes from XICW Proving Ground, and I'm like 10 minutes from Rising Action in Baltimore. I'm like right in between, right on the freeway too, like.
Man, you have a good locations and everything.
Yeah. Freeways are a wonderful thing too, aren't they?
They are. They help me to cut down a lot of time. And one thing I really wanted to bring up, have you guys seen the Rising Action belt? I think it's beautiful. Like,
yeah,
I cannot wait to hold that belt.
I bet, man. You're gonna be want to make it something pretty.
Of course, I got it has that beautiful Rodrageous red strap and everything. It's perfect. I love it.
I got to admit that.
Yeah.
I got to admit that there's only one problem with that. And
what's the problem?
Isn't Trey Jacobs in that tournament?
Yeah.
We're trying to I don't know. I don't know, but I would love for him to be in it. Well, I have to go look at the bracket again because it's kind of changed a lot. It changed recently. But honestly, I wasn't even supposed to be in the tournament because I technically wasn't the newest, like was kind of new to the promotion. But I had a match that night to make it a little more sucker-free by taking out Robbie Keto than by taking out Matt Hagen to secure my spot. Unfortunately, that show got canceled.
I love to hate Robbie Keto, actually.
Keto,
I do.
Keto has a loud mouth, but the thing is, my first match at New Breed, I beat him. So that's the thing he doesn't seem to remember is he definitely didn't have an easy time wrestling me. Granted, it was a triple threat, but I still got the W that night, and that's really all that matters. and I was willing to bet I was going to do it again.
I would absolutely agree. You were definitely one of my favorites. They still are. I mean,
yes.
Seriously, I truly believe all these things are still going to happen, and they just talked about opening venues here is starting October 9th, and, you know, it's changing things, and promoters are starting to, you know, you see it, say things, and folks are, yeah, they're buzzing and planning. I know.
I just heard Mr. Chainsaw booked their next show for the 9th or the 11th.
Man, I need to make it out there. It's so far away, but that show is always fire.
Yeah.
And they always,
it's always
have
really
a
good
monster time.
They always have
yeah,
a good lineup, so
one.
I need to make it over there myself. That's one of the promotions I do want to work for.
Even these promotions like you haven't worked for, I follow them, and it's thanks to Facebook and, you know, falling in love with indie wrestling, first attending XICW and then, you know, got to getting around to other shows. But what other promotions do you follow that you'd recommend?
That I'd recommend? I follow a lot of Ohio promotions like AIW, LPW down in Findlay, Ruthless Pro Wrestling. I don't know if you've been any of their shows, but that's where we're having a show. Okay, well, we're having a show 10-10-2020. That's a Devil's Night. Let's see what else. There's War down in Lima. I'm trying to think. You've got a book in the spot. Like, man, who do I follow?
Yeah, War Wrestling I follow too. That guy works hard to put on a good show.
Yeah, he definitely does. I do follow a lot of promotions, but like those are the ones that kind of came to my head that aren't in Michigan, like, particularly.
Yeah.
Obviously, I follow a lot of
promotions. That's what I want to know.
And I follow a lot of Michigan promotions as well. Like even the ones I haven't worked for, like Total Chaos Wrestling. I do want to get down there, go over there as well. I know they're having a show at the 24th. I was hoping to make that a little sucker free.
Yeah. Sure.
We were torn. We had, and I ain't going to lie to you, dude. Enzo did it. And we took, you know, Day-Day's sweet little niece, Nathy, to meet Enzo. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I didn't even know at that point that RPW show was the same day.
Yeah.
And, we had to
pre-order tickets. Yeah, that was unfortunate timing.
Yeah. And, dude, I ain't going to lie. RPW had the far superior show.
Yeah, that was a way better show.
It was a very good show, like, very entertaining.
Yeah, and it's not even, you know, because there was no ropes on the ring, because the guys did a really good job with it, and for a one-off thing, it was cool. It was, you know, and they told their stories and stuff, but yeah, like I said, I follow these, and you know, all the friends I have that report
RPW
things.
Had a way
and,
better show.
Yeah, RPW had a far
better show.
So, I suck suckers with somebody's butt.
Who?
I stuck suckers up Kenny Urban's butt. It was a fun time.
Oh, dude.
Another guy I love to hate. Fuck Kenny Urban.
He's a good wrestler, dude.
I mean,
I love to hate him. He's a fuck that guy.
He's a very good wrestler, but he was also acting like a sucker, so I had to treat him like one.
Oh, he's a sucker.
I don't play around.
He's a super sucker. Oh, good.
You already know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He interjected
but
himself.
But Kenny's a very talented wrestler. Very, very, very talented wrestler. So I've seen, like, we've had a lot of, our paths have crossed a lot this year. And I would say that he definitely makes me a better wrestler, so I'm not going to disparage the guy. But like I said, he was acting like a sucker, and I treated him like one.
Every time you see him. That's right. Yeah, Kenny Urban is a hell of a talent. He definitely did a great deal. Guy, like I said, love to hate. He is. And Eli Shelton is another guy that I just love to hate. He's one of my favorite heels.
Oh, you're talking about a lot of people I see on a regular basis.
Do you agree that Eli Shelton is like, you look at Eli Shelton and you just want to boo him? You know what I mean?
He is the definition of the word smug prick. Like, that. Eli,
yes.
Again, I train with a lot of these people, so I see them regularly. And I can tell you that even when Eli is trying to. Yeah, but you still want to punch him in the face. Just he has a very punchable face.
Yes, he does. And, yeah, we were just, you know, before you came on, talking about Jason Page, too. I'm a huge Jason Page fan. And he can heel or face, you know, is a good character. And,
he's another very talented, accomplished wrestler.
Yeah, Jason Page, I think, will be a superstar. I really think Jason Page will be a superstar. Big Facts is an awesome tag team, too.
And then you got them again. He's the heritage.
Eli,
like
that.
That's a great faction right there.
Yeah. It just shows his versatility. How, you know what I mean? The guy can do anything. Jason Page will be
single
a star.
Single tag, faction, whatever way it goes, he can do it.
So, you know Paragon, too, right?
Actually, I've never worked with Paragon. We've interacted online, but I've actually never worked with him. He's actually a member of Order 15, the group that I'm a part of. Group members in that, but it's a new thing. We just started like about a week ago. Cassidy Keith of Spirit of Detroit is the one who started the group, and with everything going on, we're trying to champion African-American wrestlers and kind of unify together. So it's going to be a very fun time. And we're going to try to make some big things happen.
I would really love to see Paragon up here. I would love to see Paragon in the Proving Grounds tournament, the Wrestling with a Vet. I think he could win it. And I think people need to see more Paragon too. Another guy that,
well, as long as Paragon isn't on a season that I'm on, he could definitely try to win it. But if I'm there, then I got some bad luck for him.
Yeah, that's right. You have already won your spot for the next
Proving Ground,
right?
We haven't confirmed it yet because I'm not entirely sure what they're doing when Proving Ground is happening. There haven't been standings, and the last season still going on. Like season 7 is still technically happening. We just it hasn't ended yet. We were supposed to start season 8 in May. I am too.
Last year. the finale would have been some time ago. And man, this is to me the closest title, like hardest to call Proving Ground ever. And I mean, there have been some surprises. Like I was surprised when Billy Ray and Levi won, and that was awesome. They deserved the win.
They did. They really did. And I'm glad I'm glad to see it happen. And I'm definitely interested. Again, I agree. This season that's happening right now is one of the most competitive that I've ever seen. So I can't call it either, but what I can call is season 8, which is you're talking to the winner right now.
Okay, season 8, first pick, the Rod Rageous one. All these vets standing before you, who do you pick?
That is a very like I really can't answer that question because we don't have a vet pool. That could be literally anyone.
Let's just assume that we have 16 vets and 8 rookies, and y'all get your pick. I'm putting you on the spot here. Who does the right?
That's a very hard question because I'm not entirely sure who's eligible. I mean, you have a lot of different people that I would love to learn from.
Top three?
Who
are the top three you would like to see there? Is that more fair?
Sure, I guess. I mean, it doesn't really help, but I'll just throw out some names anyway. Obviously, DBA. I'd love to work with DBA. Yeah, yes, there, DBA. I would also really like to work with Three. I've known both of them for a while now. I've seen, like, going to XICW is what made me want to be a pro wrestler again. That's what really made me want to do it. And would kind of push me into going to get fully trained. So I would love to work with one of them and learn from the Monroes closer.
Okay.
So another person I would really like to. I've been around XICW for a few years now, like not even in a wrestling capacity, just more like as a fan, than as you know, security and things like that. I've been there for a minute. I watched
so
a lot
you
of
know
matches.
What
I've learned a lot.
The DBA partners when you get eliminated, right?
I'm well aware. Actually, I teamed with DBA at the Ridiculoso Battle Royal, the Ridiculoso show, because he had a birthday party for his daughter. And we ended up teaming together, and it didn't go well. That being said,
okay.
I've learned from that since then, and I would honestly not make the same mistakes.
The mistake might be picking him as your partner, though, if it don't go well. It didn't go well for Marcus. Marcus was his partner, and Blake was his partner, and it didn't go well for Blake. They were eliminated either.
Well, here's the thing. Another person I would actually really like to be a vet, and I'm not entirely sure if he qualifies, is Marcus. But if he does, and we can team together, then honestly, no one stands a chance.
That's awesome, man. One of my favorite indie moments, man. Marcus comes out, and he literally sells a corner that they don't even want. And he sold his opponent. It was so hilarious, and the way it worked, it was just great.
I was there for that. That was definitely a good time.
Yeah.
But and I guess my last two picks, or the last two people I would want to have as my vets would be Dre Jacobs and Jackson Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Two people that I've both learned from and really, really want in the ring. Like, I learned a lot from them. Even before I was fully trained, I would come to them with a ton of questions, and they would always sit down and have, like, in-depth discussions with me and help me, like, get better. Like, I remember coming to a few shows before, and me and Stone would just roll around before the show, and he would just teach me stuff. He didn't have to do that. He did. And I really appreciate it to this day. And honestly, I would love to give back in the form of a Proving Ground victory.
He is one of the most genuinely nice guys I've literally ever met in my life.
He's a great dude, great person. But when he's in that ring, he's a whole other animal. And that's part of the reason why I want to wrestle him. And that's part of the reason why I want to have him as my partner.
Nice. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you
this weekend
and on the upcoming season of Proving Ground.
Oh, yeah, my
best. That's, we know you'll be there. We just don't know when. Hey, it might be 2022 before we get into season 8, but
man,
it will happen.
It will.
XICW is strong. Indie wrestling, the love for wrestling is so strong. The love you guys have.
I don't think anything would stop them from running shows.
No, definitely not. But as also, we see that you got a couple open days. Is there anything that you want to let any promoters know, the days that you're open?
Honestly, I'm open for the majority of October. The only dates that I have confirmed are October 10th. So if anybody listening wants to book the Rod Regis one, just hit me up on Facebook at Rod Lee.
Nice. Bubba, get up, Bradley.
Right, definitely.
Yep. Also, buy my shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/Rodley.
Nice. Also, we know that you got a pro wrestling tee. You want to let the fans know where they can get a sucker free shirt at?
What, yep, prowrestlingtees.com/Rodley.
Okay, okay. So yeah, man, we appreciate your time and letting us have a sucker free session on the Radio Wrestling Podcast, man.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the invitation.
Oh, not a problem, man. Hopefully we have you on again.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to come on. Just hit me up, and we can definitely get it going.
All right, man. No problem, man. Appreciate it, man. Have a good night. All right, everybody. That was Rod Lee. We had a sucker-free session with Rod Lee. If you want to give us a call, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. If you want to get online before our next guest, you guys don't even know who it is. So stay tuned, or if you're not tuned in, tune in. And also, next is the Gorilla Position with Steve Kennedy. You say what?
I'm sorry. I played that in the middle of you talking. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
There is a caller on the line, but I'm trying to get their name, but they haven't responded back to me. So it's up to you all. You want me to bring them on?
That's fine.
Yeah, it could be our guest.
Okay. They're coming on now.
See, this is a surprise to everybody. Yeah, this is surprising.
Full of surprises.
Welcome to the Radio Wrestling Podcast. What's going on?
Well, nothing much. I just wanted you guys want me to call you in about 7:05 or so. I tried to call in, but I don't think I actually connected to like 7:07 or 7:08.
Okay, yeah. What's going on, Josh? How's it going? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Oh, man, no problem. We appreciate you taking the time to come to the show. But
the thing is, man, you're one of the guys that you just have so many cool stories.
Yeah, and you got a lot
so
of cool
fun to listen to, and you've met so many cool people that I think you would be one of the most interesting, you know, guests that we've ever had on, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But before we get to the doors, you know,
what would you guys like to know?
I mean, well, actually, we'd like to know how you got into the business and how'd you get into pro wrestling?
Well, maybe like 10 years ago, I was trained by a trainer called Shark Boy. He had trained me in wrestling moves. And I learned a little bit, but the thing is, I didn't practice very much, and as much as I want to and should have, and so I forgot most of the moves. So I'm gonna have to go back to wrestling practice to try to learn the moves over again, you know. And so that's pretty much what's going on right now. I'm actually trying to sail for wrestling school called Truth Martini School. It's here in Detroit, Michigan. I'm trying to sail to go to that school.
That's the place you want to go. That is the place you want to go. That, definitely.
Right. Where's she at? But I'm actually friends with Briar Wellington. I'm good friends with him and his wife, Rachel. I'm good friends with them. And we just love wrestling together. And that's where our goal is, to just make wrestling a better thing, you know.
Right. We actually love the Undeniable One, and you know, that's the man right there.
Yeah,
Brian knows
him, that's for sure.
He knows that Southwest Section is the adopted son.
And Rachel, too. Yeah, we love them very much.
Yeah.
They pretty much own the horse land.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're the greatest minds behind horse land.
You know, I see so much talent, and I see so much promise. And, like, wrestlers like the Soul Taker and wrestlers like Atlas Hightower, like, I see guys like that, and I'm thinking, like, those guys are going to go to the WWE someday. You know, and I really think that in my heart, like, a couple guys like that are probably going to make it in the big time, like WWE or CNA or something like that. Something like really big time wrestling, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. We actually seen you at a couple of shows, man. Hopefully we'll see you this weekend.
Okay.
Barry Wilson, how long have you known him for?
You talking about Breyer?
Yeah.
Oh, I've known Breyer for maybe a couple months now, but we actually hit off very well, and we actually, like, when we hang out at his apartment or wherever, like, we'll be watching wrestling videos or whatever the case may be, and he'll show me a couple wrestling drills, like how to do hammer locks into a lockup, and then vice versa and back and forth, and we'll do, like, drills like that. We'll just watch movies about wrestling and stuff, you know, so it's kind of cool. We actually have a lot in common when it comes to wrestling, so, which is always good.
Okay, most definitely, man. And we'll be seeing you at, yeah, so is there, like, any fun stories that you want to let anybody know about?
You said any stories?
Any interesting stories about any of the people that you know?
Yeah, when I was 5 years old, I was abused by my mother's boyfriend or husband or whatever you call him. I don't want to mention his name because on podcast, because he may know that I did this interview and say that I tried to open up his name on the record, which I don't want to do. But he was abusing me, and my mother told my biological father, who was Roddy Piper, he caught wind of it and then told Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, that I was getting abused. So they came to the house, and Andre is the guy who really roughed up my dad, who the one who raised me, not my biological dad, because he wasn't Marty Piper, but he was the guy who raised me and stuff, and he really roughed him up pretty bad. I could have probably killed him. But we had Hulk and Roddy Piper and everyone there to try to stop him from doing that, and but he really roughed him up pretty bad, and hopefully he learned his lesson not to hurt like a little kid like that, like he used to, you know, because he picked me up and threw me at the wall like a long dart, and my mom really didn't appreciate it, so, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet that was a learning experience. That's, man, how cool is that to have, you know, had close interactions with Hulk Hogan,
yeah,
Hulk Hogan.
Legend of the Hall of Famers.
Oh yeah, it was great because I like back then I had psychic prediction and I told him about the NWO like before it was way before the NWO. It was like 6 years before the NWO or something like that, and Hulk couldn't believe it. He's like, I just your predictions, I don't know if they're trustworthy or not, and I ended up in I made like a prediction like 1996 he was going to turn heel in WCW, which he did. You know, and these guys were so surprised about it, about my psychic predictions, as those guys coming to pay me a visit to help take care of the father who was abusing me. You know, I mean, they actually drew blood and everything on the guy, which, you know, hopefully he learned his lesson, so.
Absolutely. Man, so it's what other 80s legends were you, you know, did you get close and personal with?
I'm a Hacksaw Jim Duggan fan, a Jake the Snake Roberts fan, Scott Hall fan, Kevin Nash or the Oz fan when he was the Oz.
Did you actually get to meet them? Yeah. No, finish what you were saying.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, I'm fans of, like, Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts, just Monster Man Randy Poffo, pretty much all the greats, you know. Ricky Steamboat, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Roddy Piper, The Sheik, Andre the Giant, Honky Tonk Man, Big Van Vader, Psycho Sid, Undertaker, just the greats like that, you know, like that's the guys I'm really into.
Yeah, most definitely. Did you actually get to meet some of those wrestlers that are like your heroes that you were saying?
Yes, I have. I've interacted with a couple of them actually. Undertaker, he just wants me to get my act together and make sure I'm clean and sober, so when I get into wrestling, I'll be a good mark for it. and other guys like that. They just want me to do the right thing and get my act together and get into wrestling and pursue it and do the best that I can.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So, awesome, man. You said, was you originally born in Michigan, or where were you born at?
I was born in a city called Trenton, Michigan.
Trenton, Michigan.
Okay.
You're Michigander. Nice.
Yep.
You're local. That's awesome. Will you be attending any wrestling events this weekend?
I should be, because I think Horseland has something going on, and I think the other place at the All-Stars of Pro Wrestling Detroit have something going on.
Horror Slam is the 17th.
Yeah, that's the 17th of October.
Yep, we got tomorrow night, we got Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus in Southwest.
You were at that place. That's the place in Southwest Detroit.
Yep.
So there's that tomorrow, and then Saturday in Southgate, off Eureka, right?
Saturday, yeah, Southgate.
It's on Eureka, right?
Yep, on Eureka at RK Corporation, right across the street from Burton.
Yep, and then
yep.
Sunday, XICW, man, the best show in town.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, yeah, hopefully we get to meet us.
Thank
you guys
for having
out a little
podcast.
Bit. Oh, yeah, most definitely, man.
Sure,
no problem, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate you guys for having me, guys. I really do.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. We would love to have you on, hopefully, in the future.
Oh, most definitely, man.
And most importantly, man, I hope to see you this weekend. Oh, yeah.
Yep, at the wrestling show. Oh, for sure. Oh, you will.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a good night.
You too, buddy.
All right, bye.
Yeah, big weekend coming up.
Big weekend coming up.
What are you most excited for?
Besides XICW, I mean, we have a big surprise on Saturday, too. I can't say.
I know. There's that. I'm so hyped for XICW.
Yeah, I'm more excited for XICW more than anything, but, I mean, you got Pro Wrestling All-Stars, which they do a lot of good matches,
a
lot of good storytelling. You got
very interesting experience Saturday. Once-in-a-lifetime type of experience.
Yeah, once-in-a-lifetime experience
possibly.
This weekend
so,
for the Radio Art Wrestling Podcast.
Yep, we're definitely working on a couple things.
We got a couple of things to work on, and hopefully,
speaking of working on a couple of things,
next
coming
week,
up next, we have
the Gorilla
position
with Steve Aarons and
the
Macho
Ghost
only on Open Talk Radio 313.
The Flash.
What's going on, Brother Montez?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. Man, this show is funnier and funnier. That's all I got to say, man.
Hey, at least it has some quality.
Right.
It ain't never boring in this motherfucker.
It ain't never boring.
It's not.
It ain't boring.
Look at last week. We had Jacqueline and the Undisputed King, Undeniable One, ended up calling in, and then we had Rob Lee calling in. So you never know what happens on the Radio Wrestling Podcast.
You know?
Yeah. That's what separates you all from the rest, man. I haven't heard a podcast like you all ever. Seriously.
Man, like I said from the beginning, I'm just a guy talking about wrestling. I'm just having fun. I got no plan. We talk about wrestling.
We talk about wrestling. We get interesting callers.
It's
call
real.
In, and then we get interesting
it's
guests.
Very real.
That's why we're rated R. So if you can't take with a pinch of salt, you don't belong in the Rated R.
Yeah.
Rated R
behind that big R is a real.
Right.
A big reel.
We're stuck to free.
That's the
beauty of
wrestling, man. You meet the most interesting people. And, you know, you meet people with interesting stories that you know.
That just blow your mind sometimes.
Yeah. And, man, Josh is, he's got a lot of good stories.
Yeah, he got a lot of good stories. He just didn't have that much time. But,
yeah,
we'll get more stories out of him pretty soon.
Yeah,
man.
Hopefully Josh will call another day, maybe drop us another story. But he, definitely He was definitely being humble about it. He definitely knows some interesting people.
Yeah, definitely.
And definitely another cool guy that I've gotten to know through wrestling. I've met the coolest people. Even I call my pretend friends on Facebook. I got people on my Facebook that like have become like, I love these people. My friend in Texas that I've never met. My friend in Alabama that I've never met. And like through wrestling, you know what I mean?
Andrew from the Deathmatch Elite group.
That's
my friend in Alabama I just talked about. Me and Andy Lawler have been friends on Facebook since like 2012 or something. And it was from the Pro Wrestling and MMA World group. And, you know, it was shared interest. And, you know, we became friends. And then I prayed for his wife when she was in a bad way. He prayed for my wife when she was in a bad way. It was, you know, you make friends like that.
Jesus Christ, yeah. And look what happened to us.
You know,
that's what happened. Again, ran into you at Rocky's Pub at my first tour player.
Yep, that was my first. No, you know,
time for that. Shout out to Johnny Shelko.
Johnny Shelko. What's going on? Yeah, so we ended up meeting through the wrestling because me and Mr. Shelko ended up starting a podcast and, you know, stuff happened. But, you know, things
and, I can't think of the name of his podcast offhand.
But yeah, man, that was that's how me and my brother Greg and Mark got together with through wrestling.
Yeah, you find out you share more common interests and thing you know, you got lifelong friends.
All day, every day, like clockwork.
So yeah, I can't stress enough, man. It's your local indie wrestling show, man.
Vanya says, wrestling fans don't grow on trees, goddamn.
No, they don't.
They really don't, dude.
You ain't different. Everybody, you know. You'd be surprised what other interests you share.
Ooh, you'll never know. Never know. Because, you know, wrestling friends are interesting, and that becomes your group of people that you want to be around because they share not just the love of wrestling, but more things.
Ooh. What was that?
I don't know. Bing. So anybody want to give us a call? Here we go. 646-668-8672. Talk with the Texan and get with the Mark. You know what I mean? Let us talk wrestling.
Yeah, I haven't fucked you Zeke in a while. Fuck you, Zeke.
Fuck you, Zeke.
And
once a week, Zeke.
Getting accurate once a week, Zeke.
Right, I can't put it on that ass.
No,
we fucking, did you see him grabbing by the fucking
neckline? Yeah, he kicked him up by his ass.
Flatlining fucking neck around the ring, yeah.
Awesome.
What the fuck?
He already got knocked out.
And then he fucking, dude, you see his, he fucking gets beat up every week. He fucking flew. He did a fucking dive.
He deserves it. He deserves it. I used to be like,
hey, man, don't be kicking him up like that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And now I'm doing him in the way.
Now he's developed a reputation. I mean, I told him, dude. I told him, see your fucking optometrist. Because I don't know what it is. And he said, dude, there's a kick in the nuts right in front of him. Like, what the fuck, Zeke? I mean,
All right. Somebody beat his ass. Zeke called in. Now we want you to call in, brother. We're just messing with you. You know the number? Call in.
He knows it.
You know it.
That's right.
Or are you watching something else?
We'll be seeing Zeke this weekend.
We'll be seeing Zeke this week.
He'll be a pro wrestling all-star.
And we'll be saying, beat up Zeke!
Yeah. Hopefully the Drake King will be there. Actually, for some reason, I'm thinking he won't be. Is he on the poster?
I think he is. Let me see.
Might be. It's Oktoberfest.
Well, here's Oktoberfest.
Yeah, back to Columbus. Cool thing about that place. They serve alcohol.
Largely the Michigan guys in Southwest Detroit. Knights of Columbus.
Play Atlantis. I love it for wrestling, the way it's set up around that, but they don't have great food, and it's hard to get food. Like Horace Lamb's venue, dude, in Brownstown. Fire-ass food.
Dude.
SICW, dude, their barbecue and fire-ass food. There, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I don't see the champ on there, but I see the tag team champ.
Yeah,
Grey Wolves.
I don't think I see the
Cruiser Core champion, Tanner Nick. You see,
I gotta give it to Tanner Nick, dude.
Yeah, I told you. You used to talk so much about him. I told you, I told you not even close
for the greatest cruiser core champion.
Whoa. But how many defenses have he had since he had the title and defended it successfully?
Okay.
Remember, for me, I've never seen a Cruiserweight Championship defended so many times because winning the championship and successfully defending the world. I wasn't around when Ridiculoso was champion. But that championship has been defended since he's won the title and successfully defended, and no matter what, a win's a win. Hooker for
a win's a fucking win. We can agree on that, brother. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm about to say, look what happened with your boy MS3. He won by disqualification by Rhino. If it wasn't for that disqualification, Rhino would have got that belt.
Actually, he lost by disqualification.
But anyway, a win is a win. Like
a champ is a champ. So, yeah.
Okay.
Rhino's not running around bragging that he beat the Midwest champion. He's not.
He
got the win, but I'm telling you, Rhino's not bragging about beating the Midwest champion because he knows he did not defeat the Midwest champion. The Midwest champion was disqualified.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Anyway, is Rhino, did he come out, grab a mic, and say, what the fuck? I was not beaten by the Midwest champion? Hell no. He's like, I'm going to play this old man, and I'm going to bring my boy from WWE. Well, he's not working in WWE now, but the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, and he's just bringing his boy to get stabbed.
And that's all he's done. I mean, I agree with you on that, but, I mean, come on. It is what it is. I mean,
right away the smoke with the Midwest Heavyweight Champion is all.
Not at all, but I mean, it is what it is. But this week it's going to be. Uh oh, we got a caller on the line. Who do we got?
We got Jason.
Oh!
Fuck
no, Jason.
Oh, Jason!
That's all right.
It's so good.
What's up,
Jason?
Jason, are you on?
You're online.
Dude,
what y'all
thinking
think
about
of, Clash of Champions?
Dude, I love Clash of Champions. Clash of Champions was actually good. What was your favorite match of the night?
I think either the ladder match or the ambulance match.
Yeah, the ladder match.
The ladder match was my favorite.
Yeah,
I love the storytelling in the Roman Reigns.
But the ending was surprising.
It should not have been the main event. Drew McIntyre
and Randy Orton should have been main event. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
There was zero doubt that Jey Uso was going to win.
Right, he was going to job out anyway. They just made him look kind of strong because he took the fight.
Yeah, I mean, main event of pay-per-view. And I get everybody's reason where they're going with it, but
right, The Rock could have.
But you know what? I didn't like Clash of Champions because, like, no titles changed hands.
Yeah, they did. The Intercontinental.
Sami Zayn was the fucking champion anyway.
No, he wasn't. He lost.
Fuck, he wasn't. He was.
Oh, who beat him?
Wait.
Who beat him?
Wait.
He didn't successfully defend his championship in the 90 days, so he was stripped of the
coronavirus.
It doesn't matter. Look at everybody else. Everybody else is there.
Yep.
That didn't catch the coronavirus besides Roman. That's why he got replaced by
Trump. Yeah,
but his motherfucking spot got held. No,
it didn't. Fuck, it didn't. He was the number one contender. And
okay, so
back,
there you go.
He walked
out there.
Right,
you go. So there you go.
So
there you go. Sami Zayn did the same thing. Because when Jeff Hardy was
that, I didn't say nothing was wrong with it. The guy never got the title shot he earned. There's nothing wrong with that. He came back. He got it. Sami Zayn never lost the Intercontinental Championship. He's a fucking champion.
He's not.
He
just because he held the belt. Just because he held the belt doesn't make him the champion.
Okay.
Just because he held the belt. Rules are rules. Once you're stripped, you're not champion.
I got two words for you. Interim champion.
What?
Anybody holding an Intercontinental Championship replica of Sami Zayn's belt would be an interim
champion. What do you think Sami Zayn's belt was? A real championship.
It would be fucking Valor.
No, come
the
on.
The lineage.
If you look at the side
plate.
Look at the side plate that he had on that belt. It was a replica title belt besides the one that he won at the pay.
No, it was not.
Side plate for the championship.
It is the belt.
No, it was
the
not
lineage.
The lineage
side plate.
That's the Pat
Patterson. It's the same lineage belt.
Look
it was the one. Then he has,
okay, we have a guest online, man.
Yeah. Tell him I'm right, Jason.
No, he's not right at all.
I'm not picking sides.
Well, that's okay. You can.
Yeah,
you can pick the right side.
It doesn't
matter. Right
hey, the Texas side is the right side. So listen, Sami Zayn's belt was a replica championship to begin with. He won the championship.
Yeah.
They stripped him of it. He came back with a replica.
You think they went to his house with security and fucking took the belt from him?
They had him.
He was not interested.
No.
He was like, fuck you, bitch.
Man.
Coronavirus.
Fuck
he
that shit. Listen.
Shelter in place, bitch.
No,
it doesn't matter.
The rightful champion was
the rightful title was the one with the Sami Zayn side plate.
It did not. If you look at his championship before the pay-per-view, he had the replica WWE Intercontinental title plate and not the Sami Zayn plate.
Anyway, he had whatever place he wanted because it was his fucking belt. He probably had it made himself.
Whatever.
He probably had it shipped to him because coronavirus.
Fuck the corona.
Yeah, well, Sami Zayn wasn't about that life.
Yeah.
You can't hate him.
You can't blame anybody who's scared. That's why WWE's fucking officials find him annoying because he is fucking annoying.
He's still the champion. He's annoying.
He's
still the champion.
They're going to make him lose that belt. Did you see tomorrow night on SmackDown? He will be defending that newly won replica championship against a real Intercontinental champion in Jeff Hardy. A challenge.
Why is he the real champion?
Whatever.
He beat AJ Styles and Jeff Hardy. Not only that, bro, he single-handedly incapacitated both of his opponents.
No, Jeff Hardy was coming in. He couldn't get it because he had to.
Because he got handcuffed. How'd that happen?
Because
Sami Zayn incapacitated his ass.
Listen, he's going to lose that belt tomorrow because WWE's officials find him in.
He's going to lose it tomorrow.
So what?
Be annoying all he wants. He incapacitated AJ Styles.
Well, he's
going to
lose that in the Continental Championship tomorrow night on SmackDown.
Okay. Well, tune in.
Tune in tomorrow night on SmackDown while we're at PWA.
I'll be there. I won't be there. I'll read the results on Facebook.
Yeah, we definitely won't be watching SmackDown. That's what's the bummer with Friday Night Wrestling on TV. Like, that's a... that's a live wrestling night. That's tough for us.
Yeah, because we got live indie wrestling, which everybody in Michigan should check out. Because tomorrow night we will.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah,
where are you
going to
be this
man?
Weekend?
I'm going to try.
Tomorrow night in Southwest at Knights of Columbus.
On Michigan and Larkin, the Knights of Columbus.
Yep.
Saturday Saturday's on Eureka in Southgate, and Sunday sold out. That's the
end of the weekend.
But yeah, hopefully we'll get to meet you in person finally, man.
Hopefully one day.
Talk to you a few times.
Quite a few.
And I know I kind of feel. I like Clash of Champions, but I feel a little disappointed because they're going like they say all championships are defended, and since they put like NXT on the USA Network, they're trying to make it like a main brand. So why weren't any of those championships defended?
Dude, it would have been a better show.
It would have been a better show.
That's a good point. I never thought of
that. I don't think they still do. They don't. They call it the developmental
still. I'll give you the answer right now. I swear to God, and I mean this with all my heart, and it just came to me. I was just going to say what came to my mind was Finn Balor and Adam Cole would be fucked. Yeah, Finn Balor and is going to steal the show, dude. It'll make the rest of the show look bad. I'm just saying whoever. If you put it on a Clash of Champions show with Those matches are bangers.
I think they would be crazy if they were just like last year's Survivor Series.
They pushed that.
But still, they're going to do it again this year. They're going to do it again this year. I guarantee you, because NXT is where it's at. They only want to bring it out to where it's a big thing.
Yeah. Teddy McMahon is worried about AEW, and he will put over his developmental brand
just because when you want to
fight them.
That's because it's going to happen, but I mean, it was the right thing to do. That's where the best product was and is and has been. Because if you notice, they didn't even defend the NXT championship at WrestleMania. No, they usually don't. It's usually the takeover. So yeah, yeah, the NXT championship.
There was another match we were going to talk about. What do you think about Bobby Lashley and Apollo Crews and how they booked that?
I don't really know. I feel like it was a little
I like both superstars, but I
feel like it was a little bland. Like, it was dry.
I know. And they're two phenomenal athletes, and they just, you know, I think
it was exactly what we were fucking afraid of
they would do
at
Apollo Crews this show.
We were talking about
him being a champion for a minute, and then, yeah, we've talked about him so many times. That's why I wish he'd do the can't beat him, join him, and just join the Hurt Business. And, you know, he really should.
No, you know what I think is WWE should let him. They should have let him
shit in the fucking bed with the guy.
No, but what I'm saying is they should let him fucking just keep going with the fucking singles thing. But they dropped the ball.
He can do the singles thing, but he needs to do it in this group. And it's Bobby Lashley's group. And if that's the point to put him over, put him over and let some stars come out of it. We came up.
They're not gonna
because there's. Again, you read the stories. There's changing things at like 6:30 still. Guys at, you know, 6:37 still didn't know what they were doing. Hadn't even seen their scripted promos yet. It's like, I don't know what else to say. That's why, with everyone.
Because you can't write it and move forward with it.
It's like, all right, never mind. Forget that. Just run
out
of here. Just, all right, we'll finish that tonight. He'll just beat him, please.
Because, listen, Bobby Lashley was supposed to come back to the main event. From the United States title to the main event picture, face Brock Lesnar for the WWE title.
That's what everybody wanted.
No, that's what was supposed to happen.
I know.
That was a part of his contract to come back to the WWE. That was a part of the plan.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar, he wasn't going to beat him, but... I mean, that's the fight I wanted to see so bad. I wanted to see that fight, like, MMA fight.
Dude, that would have been sweet. Like, if that would have been like that with Shamrock and Blackman did in 98 in that little cage, that little round cage.
Shamrock and Severin.
Dude, that was, for real. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, like in WWE world, do that style of cage instead of, you know, using the UFC one and let them go at it because they're two trained MMA fighters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let them do it in that type of style of cage. That way they don't, you know, they could.
I think it would be harder to talk one of them into putting the other over in that environment.
But yeah.
Both men truly believe if that were a shoot, they would win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Bobby Lashley would not have no problem putting Brock Lesnar over in, you know,
in a wrestling match.
I even think Brock could be talked into putting Lashley over.
Right.
But I think if it came to what you're talking about, it would have to be hard to talk one of these guys into putting the other over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it would be hard. It would be hard because Lashley knows he's younger than Brock Lesnar.
Now, if I wanted that fight, it's no...
That's why he came back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was really
he made that be
Lashley
a part of his
wanted,
yeah.
No, I mean, Lashley wanted that fight.
I know, he wanted that
when
fight.
When he was in Strikeforce,
yeah.
He was making his way. He wanted to fight Brock Lesnar.
I know. I remember that.
And that's not what I wanted to see. Yeah.
Dude, that would have been a fucking fight for me.
I was one day
for the WWE Championship would have made it a hell of a lot better.
I was truly surprised when Lesnar beat Shakur, but I was so happy.
Because, like, my thing
is, he's one of ours.
Because, like, my thing is, what pissed me off, like, talking about the last minute Lesnar thing, I'm going to bring up another thing, is when they brought in Cain Velasquez, he got a tight shot right there and then. And that was a fucking terrible fucking. That was, no.
I've actually seen some decent Cain Velasquez.
Yes, I did too. But my thing is, just because of that, you know, they had somebody in the contract that was supposed to do it. But they bring in a real fighter and fucking throw him into a fucking title match. Look what Cain Velasquez is now compared to where Bobby Lashley is now. Who's the United States champion now and got the Hurt Business going behind him? Where's Cain Velasquez? He got released back in April when they let all the messages
go. I think that they had buyer's remorse on the Cain Velasquez thing real quick. They, like Bruce Pritchard says, and then the bell rang.
Yeah, and then the bell rang. That's what I'm saying. Like, he couldn't.
It wasn't a good matchup.
It wasn't a good feud. The way they just entered him in there just because he was messing up Rey Mysterio and Rey Mysterio's son, you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, that makes sense that it didn't even mean that. Because, I mean, Cain Velasquez, Brock Lesnar was a real feud.
Exactly, in the UFC. Exactly, I know, yeah. So, I mean, that just made sense. But, I mean, to bring it into the wrestling world before anything else, you know, they didn't have no build-up to it. It was just Rey Mysterio brought him out.
That's what I'm saying. It could have just showed up, and it could have built it as the, you know, I beat you in the UFC, I'm going to beat you in your world thing. But, yeah,
or
Brian,
even
what Rey Mysterio should have anything to do with it.
But without him even saying, I beat you in the MMA world, be like, hey, I beat you before in our world. Now let me come to your world and let me, you know what I'm saying, let me, you know, take your title. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Yeah. But that was never going to happen.
So I think that was simple. Like, if he would have said, oh, I've beaten you in our world, and let me come into your world and take you down. You know what I'm saying? That
they never. I feel like they never posed him as a reasonable threat.
No, of course not. Of course not. I mean, the way, if you looked at his ring, even when he was in Mexico wrestling, what's his name? Velasquez was in AAA wrestling. You know?
Yeah, under a mask.
Yeah. The whole time, and he was doing good there, but I mean, the way he did his WWE wrestling and WWE debut was kind of fucking sloppy.
And he lost.
That room
was like, all right, what's the point?
Like, that Crown Jewel buildup was kind of cool. They would have, like, built it up a few weeks or a few months prior to that match. That fucking shit looked good on paper. That shit looked good on paper, and the way they did that when they were doing the concert with the Crown Jewel, because he couldn't hack it.
I don't think it was that as much as the style.
No.
He don't wrestle that style. Velasquez doesn't wrestle that style. And they didn't have him wrestle that style that I've seen him wrestle against Lesnar, because Lesnar's had entertaining matches against guys like AJ Styles and who was it?
Daniel Bryan.
It was Seth Rollins. He's like, everybody he's had a problem with was little guys like, you know, sort of guys that, you know, against Lesnar, telling the right story, they were, you know, look good, but they... I don't know.
I don't know. That was kind of crazy. What?
I don't even know how the hell we ended up talking about Cain Velasquez and Brock Lesnar. We're talking about Apollo Crews.
Right. Sorry about that, Jason. So,
you're all good.
So what other takes did you have coming out of
Clash of Champions?
Yeah, that it was that Apollo Crews and Lashley match. I feel like it was dry, and to me, I feel like there was more entertainment in the Zelina Vega Asuka match than it was in that match.
Dude, that match was great. So, all right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. You can change any outcome from Clash of Champions.
Just one.
Yep. What do you change and how does it go? Put you on the spot.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Maybe J.B. Perlman?
Yeah. No, dude, that was... I mean, maybe Selena catches Oscar. Yeah, that would have been a way better outcome.
No.
Yeah. No, you know why? No,
they're doing a good job with the women's championship and making them look strong. Making the women's
championship. Yeah, but you got to look at it. Selena Vega has been in the business for a long time. She was in TNA a long time ago. I mean, I know TNA, you know.
But there's no. And she goes from somebody's valet to the champion. In that, no, there's no.
Yeah, no, not that
she
quick. Not that quick.
Fight.
Not that quick.
She shouldn't have been that spot. She should have, you know, have established herself, all right, and then worked her way to that point, and then.
But this is WWE we're talking about.
I know.
Okay.
They didn't know.
I think I got it.
What is it? What are we changing?
I think probably. The United States title match, Apollo would win the title back, and then Cedric Alexander would turn on, like, the Hurt Business. Like, he would cause a distraction to help Apollo win the title.
I love it.
That is a good one.
That's another guy, man. Phenomenal talent,
Cedric Alexander. Yeah, he's a fucking great talent. Maybe that's the answer.
We've had a lot of guys that got... you know, put into tag teams and excelled. Like Jason Jordan and Chad Gable.
No, but if you look at that, though, look at what they did to Ricochet and exactly why they fell down the card. WWE does tag teams. That's what I'm saying.
That could be something better. That's a bad example because Aleister Black is a fucking superstar and Ricochet is a fucking superstar.
No, I didn't say the one with Aleister Black and Ricochet. I'm talking about the one with the Cedric Alexander and Ricochet.
Yeah, that was a random pairing with a superstar that's not going to work.
You know what I'm saying?
And Apollo Crews and Cedric Alexander do have really similar styles. They could put some cool stuff together and they could, you know.
Win the tag team card.
But again, I feel like the longest lasting stuff is our heels.
Yeah, I love a heel. I love a great heel.
That's what I love. And a heel that is cocky and, you know, can back it up and will just win however it takes.
Most definitely. But, guys, you want to stay tuned next because we're about to get out of here. Stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons
and
the Macho Ghost on Open Talk Radio 313 to 5. This has been the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 from your boy to Southwest Texas. And my boy, Greg Mark.
Thank you, guys, and thank you, Jason.
Have a good night, you guys.
No problem.